You guys remember, I think it was over the weekend, where I got a phone call from a friend of mine, Sarah, who was frantically telling me that my washer and dryer had flooded my laundry room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you had to run out and fix it. Everyone's dealing with broken pipes and stuff with this weather.
So I get all the way home and I realize it's just because one of the pipes seized up with a little bit of ice. Well, I took care of that. And as I was moving the washer back into place, I found a woman's ring.
What?
Wow,
so I started
really?
To think of all the women that have come through my house, and that list was way too
the
long.
The parade, yeah.
So I was just going to call them all and be
so
like,
you started with the A's, and I got about 30 calls in and said, well, I don't know.
Well, did it look like a wedding ring? Any married women coming through the
did
house?
Did I get married over the weekend?
Not recently. So when I looked at the ring, it looks like a gold band, and it's got about 12 diamonds
okay.
on it. And I was like, oh my God, this can be worth some
That's
money.
A really yeah. nice ring.
So I immediately started looking at this ring and I thought, who should I call to find out if this ring is real? And
I thought, have two words for you.
Diamonds Direct. I mean, yeah. Cassidy's talked about him so much. So
it's
I called Jonathan, who's with us this morning, and I dropped the ring off and I wanted Jonathan to authenticate the ring to tell me exactly.
Can I see it?
What
is that okay?
It
I want to
yeah,
take
sure,
a look.
Sure,
okay.
sure, yeah.
Ooh,
so I gave them the
sparkle.
Ring. They spent 24 hours with this thing. I mean, they really went into some detail Whoa. To figure out what everything was. Even when I told Cassidy earlier, like, hey, I found this ring. She goes, there's a couple tests you can do. And I was like, I'm going to let
Breathing
Diamonds Direct
on
do it. Right.
Yeah. You know, I have
Are
a
those
feeling.
Real tests that people can do? Can you actually breathe on a diamond? And if the fog stays around, then
it's
not
fake.
Real?
No. What you can do is if you breathe on it and you get some kind of moisture on it, and if you stick it to glass and it sticks, you know it's not real.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I know folks at Diamonds Direct well because that's where I got my wedding bands. Mm-hmm. And Spencer, I don't want to ruin it, but I'm just going to tell you. I doubt they had to do much testing to look at this. I bet they knew just at a single glance.
Now, I will tell you, that sparkles, so I think they actually cleaned that ring, too, which is kind of
nice. They
probably
did. That's a good customer service.
Sure, a little bit. Yeah.
When I dropped the ring off yesterday, in your 24 hours that you spent with this luxurious gold band and diamond,
he just wants to cash in on this
thing. Did you find how much is this bad boy worth, and can I sell it to you?
Moment of truth.
So, moment of truth. I trust my graduate gemologist in house to appraise the item, so mm-hmm. I left it with her for a while, and she then brought to me her certificate.
Okay, that's good.
Yes,
that's official.
Yes.
That'll
yes.
help me stand value, up for I would this. Think.
Yep, stand right. up, get ready. So, this acknowledges that Mr. Spencer Graves brought this beautiful ring in and found behind his washing machine a ladies' lead-based yellow gold filled plated foil back rhinestone ring.
Yes!
I'm sorry.
2 millimeter rhinestones.
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
Lead-filled. Yes, it is a lead-based ring with a gold plating across the top.
Now, is lead worth a lot of money?
No.
It is not. It's got a beautiful replacement value of $5.
What?
All best offer.
$5?
That's more than I thought, because it looks like something out of a claw machine.
Do you guys buy jewelry?
We do. If you have a piece of jewelry that you just
I'll sell it
no
to you right
use.
Now for $4. You want in on that? I'll give you a deal. Hey, it's got lead in it. It's perfect.
It's got a nice lead weight to it.
It's a certificate of inauthenticity.
Signed and dated yesterday.
I have to question some of the people that have come through my house then.
Well,
wearing all this fake jewelry.
The ones that are going to visit soon, you have a ring for someone special.
Yeah, there you go. Keep it in the box.
Maybe somebody that's not up at 8 a.m., you could truly surprise them with a true gift.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Jonathan at Diamonds Direct, thank you very much
thank
for joining
you very
us
much, guys.
This morning.
Thank
a
you.
Certificate of inauthenticity right here in Spencer's neighborhood.